Hi, my name is Vân. I joined UN after I married my husband, Kerry, more than 15 years now. And my job is helping my husband wherever he go and what he do. So most of the time I went to the village to help him with communication and translation, build relationship, and checking all the translation with all the Thai or pastor. Then I also care for them because I was a nurse in my home country. So I able to share some concern about physical and spiritual. When Carrie and I and Jill and Pim, we do the survey about the joy, and we came there, and it took us about 3 days, and we do where to find them. But people just told us they in this park, that park, when we pray a lot, we couldn't find it until the last minute. The sun almost go down, and I met one grandpa. He about 80 years old, and he said, "I'm joy." Even though he not a believer, but he so happy that we came and we interested about them and from him, and we know a lot of people. One man, his name U Thong, and he was the storyteller about a story about culture and language in the joy, and he a little bit too proud, look like us. And he want to be something, and he know that we are Christian, and he say, "No, I cannot help you and all that." While he would didn't want receive our script, talk about book one, okay? Beginning with God, and we know that in their culture, their story about the couple, the one with the men and women. In the beginning, so we use that skip to do the translation. And when he didn't want to receive our skip, so we just pray silently, and finally he received that and he helped. So but lot of struggle, he changed many things. But we able to ask him and to help. And couple years later, finally someone helped us with the recording the book one, but he the one the recording LL book six. We did not know he worked not well. Every time we come to the village, visit many people, the one we met before, that brought some gift little bit. And one day we came in, he saw us and he just crying because he had little stroke. He couldn't walk, and he told us, the people call a teacher, please help me. And we told him about Jesus, and he said he believed. And he said like this. The first time I remember, he said, "And I believe in Jesus, and also I want to show him." So Jesus, okay. So that was so we were so happy for that when he not even know what the Jesus, who Jesus is or saw him, but he would say that at the first time we heard that, and we pray for him and our co-worker with us. And not long before we leave, one day later, and he can walk again. He go out to the village, walk to the street and tell all about Jesus. And he helped us to record the book six about God. It is God, Jesus is Savior and also the healer, and Jesus is the teacher. When we finished Gary editing and process and give him the MP3 and visit him, and he have that machine. And he listened every day, and we visit him. he couldn't recognize me or other people. But when he saw Kerry, wow, arm around Kerry's neck and look at him. Oh, we, I just cried. And his daughter was there, and another language helper, Song Pan, were there too, to see, wow, his mind still very good. And so that's the last time we saw him. He quite famous in the Yoi Village. And he told when he became a Christian, and when he was healed, God healed him, and he go walk wherever he go. During that time, he can walk. He tell all about Jesus. So please pray that the Holy Spirit can convict people's heart, the one already hear his story about Jesus changed his life and love him. So we believe that he already a believer, and he went with the Lord, and one day we can see him again in heaven.